Welcome to the Homeopathy for Mommies radio show. Your host, Sue Meyer, is a Catholic wife and homeschool mom of 11. She shares her knowledge of the study of natural alternative medicine with you. While this show is not intended to diagnose or name any disease, through her experience, Sue will share helpful information to help you further your study into the amazing world of homeopathy. And now, here's your host, Sue Meyer.
Welcome to Homeopathy for Mommies. I'm Sue Meyer, and we're back with Dr. Barbara. Oh, she doesn't like me calling her doctor. She's my mentor, Barbara Lowry, fantastic homeopath. And we introduced her in the first half of this podcast. And if you didn't see part one, please go back and listen to it because she's just given us such good information about the world around us today and how homeopathy can really help. I mean, it's a game changer for so, so many people. And like I said, Barbara's my mentor. And every time I talk to her, I learn something new. So she's just so valuable. Okay. Barbara, take us away.
You're the best, Sue. Thank you so much.
Society. you pat my back, I'll pat yours. I love it. Okay.
So, all right. Part two. Just to real quickly recap, it's uncovering blocks to health that we encounter in the 21st century and how to deal with them. And we made it through in the first part, suppression from allopathic drugs, and got into the first part of long-term side effects of recreational drugs. And I have a second example of the recreational drugs and how they can wreak havoc. A case of a woman in my practice, she was in her 30s and married, and no kids. And she was suffering from a lot of anxiety. And I don't need to go into her background, but there was a lot of stuff from her childhood, like a lot of people have. A lot of us have. And she had been on birth control pills for 3 years. She had never had any prednisone or cortisone. You always take the full case and find out what drugs or recreational prescribed that a person has, because they contribute to symptoms in the 21st century, as do environmental toxins, et cetera. In any event, BC pills for 3 years, meaning birth control pills, which can mess with the hormonal balance, possibly. She had never had prednisone or cortisone, so we know steroids were not going to be an issue. She had STD, had chlamydia in the past, and had antibiotics for the same. She had been a drug addict in the past and had done pot, cocaine, and ecstasy. All of her issues started in like 2016, and she described her symptoms. From the description of symptoms, the first line of defense, using Tun Jensen's Fighting Fire with Fire Homeopathic Detox Therapy book, was no steroids to do, because that would have been the first line, first level in the hierarchy to do away with, because it dampens the total immune system. So she never had that. So we go to the next with the endocrine system, because she had had birth control pills. So let's clear that, and to find her constitutional remedy, of course, because it's the real first line of defense. I worked on that. She had about three different constitutional remedies. They all helped a little bit. They were probably not the right on remedy, but we worked it. And what I gave her was what's called Poly C 4x4. At that time, the only place I knew to get like a poly birth control remedy was from Helios in London, and it was called Poly C, and a 4x4, meaning four potencies, and gave that to her in December of 2019. After she had that, and it was an 8-week course of the four potencies, her periods got much better. She didn't have pain anymore, and she was regular. But anxiety was still there, still searching for the best constitutional remedy. I looked up the drugs, the pot, the cocaine, and the ecstasy, to see what the long-term, and that's what you need to do, look up the long-term side effects of these. She wasn't using them anymore and hadn't used them in a long time. And you got to question and say, how much did you use? what was the preferred drug? How much did you really, you know, which one was the most? Which one was the worst? Which one did you have the most of? Ecstasy seemed to be the one. And sure enough, that can create long-term anxiety. So I found the homeopathic version, MDMA, and got a great response from that and did a 4x4 protocol on that. And she had much less, the anxiety went way down. And that was during the time I was giving her Cola Natida as the constitutional. 2 years later, Lacaninum was the ultimate constitutional remedy for her. And it worked so well, she got pregnant and was very happy. So yeah, it kind of pays to do a little research and just have your antenna up for symptoms that can be caused by these drugs. You also find out that in the prescription from allopathic drugs prescribed, that if somebody is taking 5, 4, 5, 6, 7 more drugs and they're complaining about dry mouth or they're complaining about fuzzy eyes or vertigo or imbalance and that type of thing, you will probably find that a combination of two or more of those drugs actually cause those symptoms. Anti-seizure medication is pretty bad as well. And you're going to run up against situations where they say, no, I'm not going off of that. I'm not, my doctor, no, I'm not going to go off the anti-seizure medication because for a lot of reasons. And for the obvious, you don't want to have to go through that ordeal again. And that's fine. Then you got to figure out how to mitigate it. But that's not the nature of what we're going to be talking about today, because I still don't know how to deal with that. It's a difficult road sometimes. You do the best you can, and cell salts can be very helpful. So that's the recreational drugs. The next thing on the list is, as a possible block, are hormonal and endocrine system disruptors. It's a really big topic that encompasses a whole lot. There is an online course with CHE Online. CHE Online, I believe, is out of England. And they charge you like $350 a year if you're a practitioner. I don't remember what it is for student. I'm sure they must have a student rate, but $350 a year. And there are quite a few courses that are really high-end, very professional. And there's one in particular. It's called The Endocrine System, Hormones and Homeopathy by Hilary Dorian, H-I-L-E-R-Y, Dorian, D-O-R-R-I-A-N, parts 1 and 2. It's long. It's in several parts. It looks 6 parts, I think. But it's totally worth the travel and take extensive notes. It's all about the endocrine system and the homeopathic version of the different hormones. The also, just as a sidebar, the CHE online courses are good for continuing education credits in America for your CCH and to maintain your CCH certification. Anyway, in the hierarchy system on Janssen's, simple example is birth control pills over time. If you're taking those and you end up with menstrual and reproductive issues, then you do a 4x4 course of birth control pills to balance the system. It can be really simple. People who introduce hormone replacement, and if it will mess with your whole endocrine system to do that. A lot of people don't realize that. When you your endocrines, the whole endocrine system from the hypothalamus and what else is up there? I'm drawing a blank.
I'm sorry, pituitary.
Thank you. Pituitary, yes. The thyroid, down to the reproductive system and, you know, everything in between that's an endocrine gland, which I didn't write down and I've got a terrible memory now, is a fine-tuned ballet of hormones that are stimulated based on what's going on in your body. And the hypothalamus is the master. So if there's a level that's short or too high, it'll send out the signal that will cascade to all the rest of the endocrine system that it needs to pump up this, it needs to put out more of that or less of this. And when you introduce something like, oh, we're going to give you raw progesterone in order to fix your, you know, your reproductive system one way or the other, it just messes with all of it. And people don't realize that. It can be an issue. And for that reason, it's much more gentle to do it homeopathically. The other problem with the HRT, conventional hormone replacement therapy, is that if you do that and take birth control pills over a period of time, which is the same thing, you're introducing hormones that shouldn't be there in order to cause a change in something. It will cause thyroid and breast cancer, nodules on your thyroid. It'll cause all sorts of issues. So balancing that endocrine system is important, and the BC pill protocol can rebalance the system. But I highly recommend doing that course. She relates the specific symptoms that would require things like folliculinum or testosterone or progesterone or estrogen, how estradiol fits in. It's really an incredible course, and it's been really helpful to me. So that's the hormonal disruptors. Next on the list is heavy metals. Heavy metals in your body wreak havoc, and they create lots of problems, as we all know. Aluminum, mercury, lead, and copper. We are breathing in mercury on a regular basis. Aluminum, whether you want to believe it or not, is being dumped on us in chemtrails. It's on purpose. It's eating the clouds, and I don't care if everybody doesn't think I'm politically correct. But
no, I'm just so glad you mentioned it. Sorry, I'm really glad you mentioned that, because, you know, the conspiracy theorists of the world, excuse me, I says, you only have to go back 40 years to realize this that when airplanes would go over, there would be a little, what they call a contrail. And it was a little trail that followed the planes and dissipated in 2 to 3 minutes. End of story. Now our skies are full of these chemtrails, and, you know, Germany apparently had it stopped. So that was really interesting. But anyway, yes, we can talk about that another day.
There's proof enough. They had to stop.
Exactly.
Here. But we won't get into politics.
Right.
Right. Any more than that. But we've got aluminum that's going into the soil. We're eating it in the plants. Don't freak out, because, you know, that's okay. You know, we're all in the same boat here, and we're all going to be okay and cheerful. God's in charge. aluminum, mercury, lead, and copper. And if you were to do a hair analysis or a saliva test, that's the best way to find out the levels of these things. But you can do your research, and you can find out what the symptoms are of these things. But you can assume that everybody's got some form of it. Amalgam fillings in your mouth, mercury fillings. If you're old enough, they put a lot of mercury in there. I had them all removed, and I had mercury poisoning, and I got rid of it homeopathically. So it is possible to do that. The other way to do it too, a much nicer, easier way, is the heavy metal detox smoothie. Everybody's familiar with Anthony William, medical medium. All you need to do is just Google medical medium heavy metal detox smoothie. I can tell you what's in it and the reason what it does. It's a couple bananas, one or two bananas, a handful of cilantro, fresh cilantro, the turbocharged
a blender
thing. Yeah, not a blender, but Vitamix. Thank you.
Okay,
Vitamix. You got it. With the turbo, because when you have the turbo, it kills all the parasites that might be in that produce. And you leave it on, you run it for like 1 minute. So if you're going to make a smoothie or a plant smoothie, based smoothie, you got to turbocharge it like Vitamix.
Okay.
Yeah. And do it for at least a minute. And then you've killed the parasites and the pathogens in there. Another sidebar. All right. So banana, cilantro, wild blueberries. You can't have cultivated blueberries. You can get frozen wild blueberries. They have them at Costco. They've got them at Target in a bag, frozen, and they're really good. All right. And then a teaspoon of spirulina, a teaspoon of barley grass juice powder, dulse, which is seaweed. It's like flaked seaweed. You can get it on Amazon, good grade dulse. And then you add a little water to that. You can add water. You can add coconut water. And then you let it rip and you drink that. There's a reason behind each one of these elements. And the point of it is you don't want to chelate heavy metals from your body without it having somewhere to go. And each of these elements will together in their own specific way, find it, find the heavy metals where your immune system has lodged it in a safe place so it isn't going to hurt you. It'll grab it, hold on to it, and not drop it on its way out of the body. That's the key. And there's that. The other really big point, if you're going to detox something like heavy metals, make sure that one of the symptoms of your client is not constipation. Because if somebody is constipated, there is no way out. You have to make sure that they're opened up. Body anew. I was just clued into this by a homeopath with 40 years experience. Body anew is a homeopathic combination remedy of three bottles, liquid dropper bottles, that cover a deep whole body detox, lungs and lymph and kidneys and liver and colon. And it's gentle. She said it works. It works really well. You don't use it with the herbal detoxes, which can be really rough on the body. Do colonics if that person really needs to get it out. People have tons of parasites in them now. It's not a fad. And, you know, like Candida used to be. Yes, Candida, people had Candida, but it was like, oh my God, everybody's got Candida. Now everybody's got parasites, but guess what? They really do. so body anew can be really helpful, but you've got to get the, before you start doing any big kind of heavy metal detox, it's good to get that system, the colon open, because you've got to have egress. if you look up, there is a, and this is under environmental chemicals as well, but there is a rubric, Murphy 3. Here's the rubric: clinical, toxins, general, poisons, chemicals, drugs, pollutants, ailments from, chronic effects from. There are 31 remedies that are listed, and the top ones that are listed are alumina, mercury solubus, Mercsol, which are aluminum, oxidatum, aluminum and oxygen, alumina, mercury, aluminum is iron, not iron, lead, and also caliiodotum is in there. And that's iodine. Iodine is good for the body, but iodine will actually clear pathogens. You can sterilize water and kill pathogens with it. So caliiodotum is good for that. And I learned from another naturopath, a very sage naturopath early on, Nat Sulf will neutralize all chemicals. If you don't remember anything else, I think that is incredibly important. And I just learned that recently because I forgot this information. Nat Sulf will neutralize all chemicals. So use 6X potency and take it every day and see what happens. Environmental chemicals. There are neurotoxins out there like aspartame and food additives, amalgam fillings, x-rays, allopathic meds are environmental chemicals. Vaccines, antibiotics, antifungal meds, they can affect the nervous system and fetal development, all of those things that I just read off. And that's from Tom Jansen's book. And then you have things like paint and vinyl and petrol and paint thinners and radiation, chemicals in cosmetics. They have so many chemicals in the cosmetics that, think about it, you put this stuff on your face and it absorbs right through the skin. Look at the ingredients on the cosmetics that you use, and you're going to find aluminum in quite a few of them. There's also, this is from Dr. Hulda Clark, back in the day when she was getting rid of, she figured out a way to get rid of parasites in her protocol. And she said, any chemical, that has PROP in the name, steer clear of it. It's toxic and it's poison. It'll cause cancer. PROP, like isopropyl alcohol, or propylene glycol, benzene in the body will cause cancer. So if there are any derivatives of that, environmental chemicals are a real problem. And you need to find a way to figure that out and to deal with that. I do not have an example of getting rid of environmental chemicals, except that if I had somebody who came to me and said they had a chemical issue, a sensitivity to chemicals, they need to do a whole body detox and probably body anew, A-N-E-W, body anew. Homeopathic Family Medicine, Dana Ullman's website, he sells it for like $40. And I don't know how long it lasts, I would recommend you take a look at that, because the naturopath that told me about it said it works really gently, and she thinks it's a really good product. So That can help, you know, detox the body. And that's another adjunct thing that we really have to do in the 21st century in order to help ourselves and help each other and help our clients, in addition to the constitutional and whatever homeopathic remedies we need.
Wow. That's a lot of information.
And rapidly given, sorry.
Yes. And now I can just hear all the emails coming in. Okay, wait a minute. What did she say about this? What we'll try to do is with these podcasts, we always try to do like a timestamp. So we will actually give the information, you know, in print for our members. If you're not a member, I'm sorry, the emails will probably come in, but for our members, they will have a timestamp for the podcast. And then I think this is a really good time as well to also mention the fact that you will be doing a training on case taking, a case take training for us and our members in March. And so I'm really excited about that too, because like I said, after these podcasts, Barbara, oh my gosh, it's so funny because I was fortunate enough to, you know, meet with you numerous times over the years, you know, with the cases that I was taking and to get your expert advice. And just, I'm sorry, I just forget how wonderfully methodic and organized you are. It's just amazing. And I'm so thankful for you having been here. I wish that we had somebody else to ask questions. I don't know if Joy would like to ask any questions. She must have run off to make another pot of coffee. Oh, there she is. Do you have any questions you would like to ask? Because it's like, I know people are going to ask questions. Well, and no, I was just diligently taking notes here. And I don't know, there's just so much information. My notebook's just overflowing already.
I know, because there's so much good information here, because especially with the, I was looking at all the detox stuff, because we were recently exposed to a chemical, a really bad chemical spill in our back, well, right behind our neighborhood. There was an oil spill and it released like this toxic gas. And I'm actively detoxing our family now that we're away from it.
Right.
And a lot of these remedies that you mentioned and, you know, different options are just wonderful. And it just amazes, even the NatSulf, you know, I'm just thinking
right.
all the different things that you've said in the past, Sue, that NatSulf is in it.
Right.
So it's just so,
yep.
so helpful and so good, I think, for... There's just a lot of gems in this episode that I think it's going to be listened to several times.
Oh, I know. And this Tom Jansen, didn't he work with Tina Smith back in the day, back in the 70s?
Yes.
So like the Saturday remedy that in the NatSulf is always taken to help liver, open the liver detox pathways. And because I took the CEASE training with Kim Kalina and yes. I loved it. I just loved it. And so I knew these two doctors, they were affiliated. I don't know. And then Tina Smith passed away and
we're definitely,
Tom kept going with it.
Yes. And that's the deal. In fact, he mentions that, I think, somewhere in his book in the introduction,
right.
where he, or somewhere on the internet, where he says, you know, what he feels his 4x4, Tom Jensen's 4x4 protocol that he came up with in order to rid the, you know, vaccines or whatever to go along with Tina Smith's stuff with CEASE therapy. He said in Tom Jensen's experience, it created too many aggravations. And so he came up with the 4x4 protocol, which does not create aggravations.
Okay.
And it's got a beginning and it's got an end, as opposed
okay.
to keep doing it.
Right.
And that, yeah. And then, okay. and then you go, you step up to the next boat and say, no,
okay.
don't need to do that. So that's
awesome.
Where it's coming from.
Well, I know, like you say, the orthomolecular remedies that you give with that help, like you say, that help the body to deal with what it's trying to detox. And it is very, very important to, like you say, open those detox pathways. We have to keep going with that.
Yep.
Very, very interesting. I just, oh my goodness. Well, I know you're the research guru, you know, and there's a lot of homeopaths, unfortunately, that don't do that, that don't really take into account those past. So hopefully this will just wake us all up, because it's huge. Like you said, when we have a case that we know is the right remedy, it's just like, why, you know, why is this not ending?
That's
yes.
right. And if you don't have a heads up about this stuff, you think, oh my God, it must be me. I'm a lousy homeopath. I'm not doing it right. And you keep searching for the end of the earth, trying to figure out the right remedy, and it doesn't work.
Right.
And it isn't you. It isn't you. So this is going to keep good people doing good work.
Right.
Because you got to look over here. That's all it is.
Yep, exactly.
Well, and there's a lot of people I see posts all the time on Facebook and in different groups and stuff of people that say, well, it works on my kids, but it never works on me, you know, or it doesn't work
right.
on my husband. And, you know, he thinks it's just nothing. And these are the reasons to consider when you've been, from place to place trying to find. It's not like there's more complex situation here than just taking one remedy and it's going to fix everything that's been wrong for years and years and years, overnight. There's a whole nother aspect to it. And I think this episode is really going to help people who are feel kind of stuck in
Right.
this
Yeah.
case to be able to go back to their homeopath and say, "Hey, I forgot to tell you," or
Yes.
I did these birth control pills for this many years back when I was in college, and or something like that, in their
Right.
history that they forgot to bring up in their case.
Yep.
Because I think that that happens a lot where, they go and they do a consult and they forget to say something, and
Or
this
they,
may
like you
help
say, they
them.
don't think it's significant.
Right.
Like the
Right.
birth control pills, I've known many young girls, even in high school, that the doctor will put them on birth control pills to regulate their cycle. Oh my goodness, Dr. Barbara, can you tell us about that? How detrimental that is to our endocrine health when
That
they
to
do
me is
that.
just as bad as putting a 13-year-old on Prozac because they're unhappy. That's an epidemic too, and
Yes.
really sad because you just can't. It messes with everything. You end up stuck in place and just getting sicker. In both
Right.
cases. But anyway, that's a personal pet peeve of mine.
Right.
Young girls on
Well,
Prozac. But yes, the birth control pills, and it really does mess with everything. And a lot of women, unfortunately, take birth control pills, and depending on their makeup and whatever they've got to bring to bear to life and what they've got going in their bodies, they go off the birth control pills sometimes and want to have a baby, and they never get their period again
right.
after that, and can't understand what's going on. So
Right.
it'll regulate. I mean, you just balance it out again. One thing to remember too is that if you do this, if you want to balance the hormones, and it isn't the birth, the Poly BC, I call it Poly BC. That's not necessarily the name of it. It's called
Right.
different depending on where you get it. But it's important to see based on the specific symptoms. It could be one specific hormone in the endocrine system that is super low or super high, and you may not know why. And that's why taking Hilary Dorian's course on CHE Online is such a help, because it depends on the symptoms. But she says more than once in the webinar to have a hormone test and to see. And you can't do that by getting a blood test. I learned this from another very sage functional medicine doctor who is a dedicated researcher and did a whole lot of good. And she now has foundational endocrinology, and she's in Seattle. And she said that if you want to get an accurate test of your hormone level, she said you're going to do a saliva test. You don't do a blood test because it's going to show things that are not accurate because it's measuring what's in the blood, and that's in a momentary kind of a thing. I can't remember the specific, but don't do.
Right.
She said you do a saliva test and have somebody who knows what they're doing read that, and then you can find out where it's unbalanced, and then you go to the literature and you can see how it fits with the symptoms that person's expressing. And then you can very gently use a homeopathic version of that,
Sarcode.
the SAR code, of that, hormone, and then hopefully balance it out that way.
Because I've heard that about the saliva test too, because blood tests literally have to be taken every 20 minutes because of the delicate, the back feed
Fine
and the back
ballet.
loop. Yes. So system that, yeah. So you're not going to pick it up. But
Yeah.
well, I cannot thank you enough. And I look forward to you in the mini training coming up in March. And then, like I said, we're just going to keep having you back, Barbara. You
Thank you,
just have
Sue.
so much good information.
Thanks,
All
Sue. My
right.
pleasure.
You're so sweet. All right. So thank you again. Joy, thank you for all your technical expertise. And to all of you out there, I hope this has been really beneficial to you because I know it's beneficial to me every time I talk with Barbara. I love her to death. So may God bless you and yours.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Homeopathy for Mommies radio show. Please visit Sue on her website, homeopathyformommies.com, and join us right here at homeopathyformommiesradio.com. Wednesday, noon Eastern. As always, we pray the Lord blesses you with good health, vitality, strength, and wisdom.